Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin Bank. Marquette loses in overtime to number 6 St. John's, 86-84. Our interview with Shaka Smart is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Coach, it hurts. I can't imagine what it's like for coach and players.
Yeah, devastating, man. Devastating game. You know, you always want to win this game for your seniors. I thought our guys put us in good position, obviously, coming down the stretch. Free throw shooting hurt us. You know, we got the stop there at the end, but obviously didn't hold on to the ball. They knocked it away from us. We were trying to call timeout. But, you know, credit to St. John's.
Coach, I just want to know, like, the last two games, obviously you guys didn't come out on the winning end of those, but got to feel like you're trending in the right direction coming into the postseason, right?
Well, I think, you know, it's winning and losing obviously can obscure a lot of things with the process. I think our guys in our last four games have done a lot of things well process-wise. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we won two of them. We lost the last two of them against very good opponents. But, you know this, Tony, in basketball, you have to balance the fact that every play matters mm-hmm. and – it's a game where you're going to make some mistakes. And so the key is when you do, being able to stay connected enough and tough-minded enough and present enough to go make the next play. And I thought there were long stretches where our guys did a great job of that. We just weren't quite there all the way to get it done today.
The concern is always against them rebounding, and early on in the game it was an issue, but for almost the majority of the game, you had to do, I assume, everything you wanted in terms of rebounding the basketball.
Well, both teams got a ton of offensive rebounds, Homer. The difference was they scored, you know, a lot more points, 27-10, off of offensive rebounds, and they're a load, you know, in that way, particularly number 24, Zubi Ejiofor. I thought Ben Gold had a way, way better second half than he was in the first half. Our guys fought, and we honestly, guys, we made them miss enough and actually grab the ball enough if we make our free throws down the stretch mm-hmm. to win this game. And that's, you know, going to be a tough pill to swallow.
Cam Jones, 44 minutes, led the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists. I don't know what question to ask, but just he did everything.
He did, yeah. I mean, it's so hard because I don't know if there's a team in the country that asks a guy to do as much as we ask Cam to do, and it's probably unreasonable. But, you know, he's out there almost the whole game. You know, we need him on both ends of the floor. You know, we felt like there were some matchups he could exploit. Did a good job creating offense. Again, if we make our free throws, everything else is the same. We win the game.
And lastly, I just say, and there's so much more. As bad as this is, you got a huge conference tournament, a huge NCAA tournament. So it's, I don't know if you want. It's just, I don't want to say it's getting started, but there's so much still ahead.
Yeah, you know there is. There's a lot ahead. I think the hard thing is, you know, our guys they pour so much into a game like this. We have to respond as a program and also individually as players and coaches. And we have to understand that, you know, even though, you know, we might feel devastated by the loss, there's still a lot to learn from it. And I think if we can do that, we're going to be in really good shape.
See you Thursday. Thanks.
Thank you.